Here's Pat Sullivan, District Administrator of Medford Area Public Schools, with some highlights from our recent Medford Area School Board meeting.
First order of business, we had Findorf, PRA, that's the contractors that we brought in to help us with the feasibility study, a physical assessment of the high school, and they reported to the board just where they are with the process. The thing to keep in mind, and we're really hoping we see a great turnout, is Findorf will be holding three informational meetings throughout the month of October. First one is October 16th from 10 to 11:30. The next one is October 21st from 6 to 7:30. And then October 23rd from 6:30 to 8. And again, we really want to get a lot of people there. They'll share the physical assessment of the building. They'll share things that they found that need to be addressed. And then they're hoping to get ideas, and so is the school board, from the community on the future. What should we do? What should we look at as far as that high school building? So as we get closer, we'll advertise this more. But last night was Findorf PRA being here to just update the board on where they're at.
Pat, you mentioned the three different dates. Is that a choice of dates then for people? They wouldn't have to attend all three.
Exactly. It is the same presentation.
Okay.
You surely could go to all three because you might hear people ask different questions at each one, but Findorf will make the same presentation to start the night at each one of those.
Very good.
The board was updated on the finance meeting, which happened last week. Again, at the finance meeting, they just look over the last month's actions, talk about maybe our retirement fund. We're taking a close look at that. The board was updated a little bit about Fund 46, and it may be something that we'll start doing here. And again, it's just the start of the discussion, and there'll be more to come on that. We also gave a review to the board of our certified staff and support staff vacancies, job assignments, going into this next year. And it is crunch time. We all know school starts next Tuesday, so we are ready to go. There are maybe a couple positions as far as support staff positions that we're still looking to fill. But regardless, we're going to make things work and be ready to go on Tuesday for the first day of school, you know, for most of our students.
The job openings, Pat, are they listed on the school system website?
Yeah, we do have them posted on our website whenever we do have openings, and we put them out there on Facebook as well. It is out there. We realize it's kind of a competitive market right now for employees, and I think any employer, sees that. So we talked about enrollments. Again, just letting the board know where we are, you know, how many first graders, how many second graders, et cetera. But again, we're ready to go and looking forward to the year starting. We had the policy committee update the board on their last round of policies that they looked over. Nothing major there. But again, there's always a number of policies that get looked at every month, and those are always available for anyone to see. One of the things I want to talk about is this coming Friday, we are going to have our second annual tailgate party prior to Friday's competitions. The first one is at 4 o'clock up on Raider Field. The first one's at 4, and it's a soccer scrimmage. The varsity boys soccer team will scrimmage the alumni, and so that'll be fun to see, and then that'll start at 4 o'clock. And then following that, the varsity football team will play Chippewa Falls, and that'll start about at 7. We're going to give away burgers, brats. Those are donated by both Aviance and County Market. We're going to also have the Milk Marketing Board up there. They're going to be donating milk. We're going to have Nestle there giving away pizzas. So it's going to be another fun activity. Like I said, we did this last year when we had our first night on our new field. We're going to continue to do that every year. So we hope to see you up there. We'll start serving around 4 o'clock. That's when the soccer scrimmage starts. And as long as we have food, we're going to give it away. And then once the football game starts, the concession stand will be rolling. So if you didn't get something to eat, you'll still have an opportunity to do that. So I hope I see you up there on Friday.
First day of school is coming next Tuesday. Can you talk about any changes, any new situations?
Really nothing new, but it is something people have to be reminded of. There are certain grades that do not come on Tuesday. Pre-K, kindergarten, and 10th, 11th, and 12th graders don't come on Tuesday. Okay? Everybody else does. So at the high school, the only kids that show up on Tuesday are the freshmen. We do have a freshman-only day. It's an orientation day for the freshmen. So they all come on Tuesday, and then the next day, everyone at the high school shows up. And then, of course, over at the elementary, all the pre-K and the kindergarten would show up again on that Wednesday.
Can you touch again? You have once in the past, but can you touch again on the security measures that are being implemented this year?
Absolutely. And I am glad you brought that up. Starting this year, when school starts, in each building, that is a little different time. It may be 7:55 at Stetsonville and 8:05 at the high school, but when that school building starts its first class, the doors will be locked. And the only way to get in until the end of the day, until the bell rings, the only way to get in will be to buzz the front office, and they'll be able to see you. There's a camera out on the doors. They'll be able to see you. If they recognize you, then they will buzz you in. That will be how business is done in all of our buildings starting with this school year.
The drop-off points at the middle school, there were some changes a while ago in that, making it more safe, more efficient. Are you satisfied with the outcome of that?
Yeah, you know, it was a big change last year, and it was for the better. We separated our bus traffic from our parents who pull up and drop their kids off. We just ask that parents that do that continue to figure out that system in the morning, see how the best way is to pull up next to the building or pull up alongside of the building and let your kids out. We really discourage parents from pulling up on the other side. In those situations, kids are crossing traffic to get into the middle school. So we really want you to pull up next to the building and have them, if you pull up on the curb, have them exit on the right side, so they're right off onto the sidewalk on the same side as the building is. Parking on the other side of the street and having them cross traffic is an issue. So big change that was for the better, and we had all start again this year on that same foot.
Pat, you know, when you're running a business, or in this case running a school, you look at your assets. Most important asset many times is the employees, and in this case, the teachers. Can you tell us, an award was given at the recent school board meeting. Tell us about that.
We're in this program with Gilman and Rib Lake where we recognize staff members throughout the year. And we recognized a teacher with the RVA, the Rural Virtual Academy, which is, you know, an arm of the Medford School District. And it was Letha Hopper-Dietzel. And she was presented at the board meeting with the plaque. She gets a couple movie passes, but more importantly, she just gets the recognition that she deserves for standing out and doing just a super job with her position. She's the kind of teacher you'd want all your kids to have, and we're lucky that we have her in the RVA.
Congratulations to Letha Hopper-Dietzel on a job well done. Pat Sullivan, District Administrator, looking forward to another rewarding year as the Medford School System and area schools begin their school class. Thanks for stopping by, Pat.